The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we do not know where they put him." Mary stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I do not know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he told her. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. This morning I'm going to read to you from a selection from a commentary on today's gospel. St. John narrates for us in the Gospel of the Mass how this woman set out for the tomb as soon as the Sabbath rest permitted, while it was still dark, to go to find the dead body of our Lord. Sometime previously, he had freed her of an evil spirit, and grace quickly bore fruit in her soul. She followed the Master faithfully on some of his apostolic journeys and served him generously with all her possessions. During the terrible moments of the crucifixion, she remained on Calvary near the one who cured her of all that was wrong in her life. Furthermore, when they laid Jesus in the tomb, she stayed close and kept him company, as many of us have done at some point on the occasion of a loved one's death. When the Sabbath was over, as the first day of the week began to dawn, she set out with the other holy women for the place where the dead body of Jesus was lying in order to anoint it. But the Lord was no longer there. He had risen. She saw the heavy stone rolled away and the tomb empty. Then she began to run to Simon and the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb. We do not know where they have laid him." Peter and John went running toward the empty sepulcher. St. John tells us that this particular moment was crucial in his life, for he saw and believed. Both apostles went back to their home again, but Mary stayed there weeping in the absence of the Master's body. With unspeakable sadness, still not believing in the resurrection, she perseveres in her vigil, not wanting to tear herself away from the place where she last saw her Savior. Today, we consider the intensity of the love burning in the heart of that woman who did not leave the tomb, although the disciples had already gone away. She continued to seek the one she had failed to find. She sought for him in tears, and inflamed with the fire of love, was burning with longing to see the one she thought they had taken. Because Mary Magdalene remained there with the expectation of finding him, she was the only one to encounter him. Perseverance strengthens good deeds, and as the voice of truth informs us, whoever perseveres to the end will be saved. Let us then not stop seeking Jesus in every circumstance of our lives, even during those moments in which, if the Lord so permits, discouragement and darkness. Let us never forget that he is always very much in touch with the events of our life, though we may not be aware of him, for he is always close at hand.